And now it's 5:30. You're listening to Babylon Burning with Jesse I. And Babylon Is Burning is the name of the tune I'm about to play right now from Australian reggae band Pressure Drop, one of the original reggae bands in this country, to my knowledge. We're going to be having a chat to Bill Mitchell. He can explain the history of this band in just a minute. Before we get there, though, I want to play a couple tunes from this CD, Alive 2011. Starting with this one, Babylon Is Burning, 106.7 PBS FM.
Babylon. described as one of the finest reggae musicians the world has ever produced, Mr. Righteous Man is set to storm Australia. Winner of Nigeria's Best Gospel Reggae Artist, Mr. Righteous Man brings his joyful, rhythmic Jamaican music to the Dallas Brooks Centre, East Melbourne, Friday, June the 8th. For tickets and more information, visit ticketek.com.au. Don't miss the church-bred reggae music of Mr. Righteous Man, proud PBS sponsor.
Power to corrupt the army, destroy the people, and turn.
Yes, you're on 106.7 PBS FM, Babylon Burning with Jesse I. We just heard the sounds of Pressure Drop, tune there called Chile. And before that, Babylon is Burning. Both of those from a CD called Alive 2011. Pressure Drop, one of the original reggae bands in Australia. And we're joined in the studio right now by Bill Mitchell from Pressure Drop. Thank you for joining me, Bill.
You're welcome, Jesse.
So let's go back to the early days. I mean, this is it really is Australian reggae history. Pressure Drop, one of the very first bands. Were you actually the first reggae band in Melbourne?
Well, we probably weren't. I think Billy T would have been probably the first. They were playing some reggae and soul and a bit of funk, and so they can claim to be the first Melbourne reggae band, I guess. We started out as a band called The Flying Saucers, which was Geelong-based, and that started around 1976. And that was a rock-steady sort of reggae band with a bit of ska. And that band petered out when the bass player George Aston and myself came to Melbourne, and that's when Pressure Drop began in late 77.
Okay. So how did you come to be playing reggae? I mean, when I moved to Melbourne in 1997, I found reggae was not a very common music, and I imagine in the 70s it would have been a different story altogether. It would have been even more unlikely to come across reggae anywhere. How did you even get interested in reggae?
Well, you just couldn't find any reggae anywhere. So all the stuff that I got was imported. We used to import the Trojan little singles in big boxes, and used to be able to import, I can't remember now, but 100 records for a few dollars, maybe $30 or something, from a mail order shop in Britain.
Okay.
They used to send it out to us, and look, I just got interested in it because I heard rock steady when I was away once, and that sort of did it for me. I then became very curious as to what this was, this beat, because as a guitarist, it's a beautiful feel to play off beat all the time. And we'd been playing a lot in a lot of bands, playing soul music and funk music and what have you, and blues music, and so this offbeat got me, and we started to spread around.
Okay. So can you tell me about the other members of the band? Like you mentioned, you were accomplished musicians from different backgrounds. How did you pull together the people you did for Pressure Drop?
Well, when the bass player and George and myself came to Melbourne, that was in late 77, we heard that there were a couple of guys in Clifton Hill wanting to heard. Also sort of heard a bit about reggae, but they were still playing a lot of soul and stuff like that. But I think they had heard Billy T playing and were quite interested in it, and we teamed up with them. One of those people was Barry Windley, who was a drummer, who was the drummer in the Cherokees, which were a very big sort of pop band in the 1960s, some famous hits in those days.
Okay.
And we teamed up with another guitarist. At that time, there were a couple of guys from Ghana around, and we'd jam a bit in Clifton Hill for a few months. And slowly but surely, we found a percussion player, Ray Pereira, who's now very well known as Bongo Pereira in Melbourne, and as a hand drummer. And he had a Sri Lankan mate called Kelvin Spelderwind, who was a great singer, and so we finally put it together, and then Premier Artists took us on, and we started playing live.
Okay. What was it like in those days, the reaction that you'd get in venues playing reggae music?
Well, it was totally weird. I mean, people didn't have a clue what it was. Mm. And we were lucky because Premier took us on. You know, in those days, they were the premier booking agency in Melbourne and around the place. So they'd send us into all these places. Some sympathetic, like with what you might call a countercultural crew,
mm-hmm.
A left wing or more avant-garde crew who were open to the sound and were starting to like it. And by then, sort of Bob Marley was a little bit known.
Mm-hmm.
And other times we'd go to the Pier Hotel in Frankston, just to do our 8 or 9 gigs a week,
yep.
and to make our money, and they didn't have a clue. And you know, at times I can remember probably being nearly chased out of town in Sale or somewhere that, and in other places, who had no idea what it was, just got captured by the beat.
Mm. You mentioned the counterculture aspect and the left-wing ideology obviously informs a lot of this music. The tune we just heard, Chile, is obviously, a blatantly political song. This was obviously part of the focus of the band?
The band was probably best described as a left-wing band. It still is. It's a social commentary type band.
Mm-hmm.
And the way we, you know, there was a lot of issues in those days, as there was earlier with blues players, whether white boys could play, or white men and women these days, we'd say, could play the blues. And then that same debate translated over to whether you had to be black and Jamaican living in Trenchtown to play reggae, or in Brixton in London.
Mm-hmm.
And the way we interpreted it was that it was protest-type music, and in that time there were a lot of issues going on that even white people in a reasonably affluent society like Australia could still comment on.
Yeah, respect for that. Reggae music is music for all people. Many Jamaicans have said that to me, and it's good to see, you know, people in Australia playing this kind of music with this kind of message. What happened from there, though? We've got recordings here that go back to 1979, but they're pretty scarce. There aren't a lot of original recordings from this time, it seems.
No, the band played basically relentlessly for 3 years, three and a half years around Melbourne and Geelong down the Surf Coast. We were very popular down near Torquay, Anglesey, Lawn. We were very well looked after by Ian Lovell, who was running the Eureka Hotel in Geelong in those days, and later became the sort of manager for Goanna Band. And so he used to have all these rooms down the Surf Coast. We did a lot of gigs down there. And we put out that single in 1979, which was picked up by 3RRR in those days. I think it was still probably called 3RMIT in those days.
Right.
And well, after that, in 1982, I think it was, I decided I wanted to go to England, and the band decided that if I went that they would go off the road and go and do other things, and they then became called Man Friday, a band that was quite popular in those days, which kicked on for a while. And right at the death of Pressure Drop in those days, we went into the studio and recorded just single takes of about 10 or 11 songs, which we've got very rough versions of. Some of them appear now in modern form on this CD,
mm-hmm.
and others you can get off really old MP3s. We've got them on our website.
That website for reference is www.pressuredropband.org, and I believe they're up there for free download.
They are.
That's good. But of course the band has just recently reformed. Was it last year or the year before?
Well, it depends when you measure it, but in the last year we decided, and we'd been talking about clearing the space to reform for about 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And all of us are doing other things, obviously. I live in Newcastle, New South Wales. Our drummer was living in, the original drummer, Des McKenna, was living in Thailand. And so it didn't seem as though we could do it immediately. And in the last year and a half, we've found the time and the space to bring the band back together. It's half the original lineup. And our drummer Keith Pereira is the brother of Ray Pereira, who was the original, and he used to be at all of our gigs as a young teenager. So, and he's become a very accomplished drummer around Melbourne now. So he's playing with. So it's sort of original connection. And now we're ready to launch the band live again.
That's great. The CD is called Alive 2011. We heard two tunes from it already, Babylon is Burning and Chile. But this also includes a couple of the original recordings from 1979, The Reggae Riot and a tune called Jar. These were originally released as a 7-inch, is that the case?
They were, yeah.
Right, but the other tunes on this are new material as well as re-recordings?
Yeah, they're new material.
Yep.
Several new songs there.
And if you're looking to get a copy of this, you can get a copy at the show. It's being, the CD, I believe, is being launched on the 24th of March, Saturday the 24th of March, Pressure Drop playing live at the Caravan Music Club, which is 95 to 97 Drummond Street in Oakley. And some special guests on the night. Ross Hannaford will be there. And hopefully Bart Willoughby as well.
Well, hopefully. I mean, Ross has got the connection back to us, you know, in the Pioneer days, and so he's coming along to play.
So if you want more on that, more information on that, you can give us a call here at PBS or you can check out pressuredropband.org for more information there. I'm going to play the tune now called Jar and then Reggae Riot after this. So taking it back to the original recordings from Pressure Drop now. But thank you very much for coming in here and having a chat to us, Bill. It's really good to capture a little bit of this Australian reggae music history on the program.
Thanks, Jesse. I won't.
Energy rates are going up, but your bills don't have to. EnergyQuotes.com.au offers a one-stop location for comparing your energy rates against a whole range of providers in your area. Our service is fast, free and easy. And most importantly, we'll save you money on your next energy bill. Call 1300-MY-QUOTE, that's 1300-697-868, or visit energyquotes.com.au. With Energy Quotes, there's nothing to lose but your high energy bills.
Energy Quotes, proud PBS sponsor.
Called Reggae Riot, the group Pressure Drop. Like I said, you can catch them playing live Saturday the 24th of March at the Caravan Music Club, 95 Drummond Street in Oakley, from 8 p.m.